Reporter's Notebook.
This is Andrew Cohn. The trial of Dylann Roof, the white supremacist who killed 9 black parishioners in South Carolina last year, is off to the emotional start we all expected. Prosecutors and witnesses so far have portrayed the defendant as an evil racist who went into a house of worship and prayed next to the very people he knew he was about to slaughter. Defense attorneys, meanwhile, did not deny their client's role in the mass murder, but rather began in opening statements to make the argument to jurors that the killings themselves were an act of madness by a man with mental instability. Their purpose during this initial phase of the trial and during a sentencing phase, if one is to come, is to convince at least one federal juror that Roof deserves life in prison without parole rather than the death penalty. The jury, meanwhile, consists of 10 women and 2 men, 9 whites and 3 blacks in a trial the underlying theme of which is racial hatred in an otherwise charming southern town. Andrew Cohn, CBS News.